Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Wicker. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Burda. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roberto Pena. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Humphries. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob Humphries. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Ortiz. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rich McKinney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ortiz throws the ball into Morales, who tags Harper, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wicker. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ortiz moves to third. Melton moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda is hit by the pitch. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansky fields it and throws to first for the out. Burda moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNurtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jainsky moves to second. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0 for 1 in the game. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Jainsky covering, for the out. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berta hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNurtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Williams fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Williams. McNurtney goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak is walked intentionally. Bob Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Jainsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0-for-2 in the game. Wicker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Don Eddy now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to third. Wicker moves to second. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berta hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Eddy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berta for the out. Harper scores. Wicker moves to third. May moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney scoops up the ball and tags Williams for the out. One out. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ortiz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alves. The throw from Brinkman and he is out, Morales applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Gelner now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales strikes out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Blanco pinch runs for Chuck Brinkman. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Don Eddy. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanco moves to second. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ortiz is hit by the pitch. Blanco moves to third. Williams moves to second. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Art Cusnier now catching. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage pinch hits for Floyd Wicker. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Smith pinch hits for Bob Burda. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Cusner and he is out, Morales applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Smith now playing right field. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ellsworth, and towards Kubiak, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Cusner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peña strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth bunts towards the mound. Hamilton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hamilton. Kubiak moves to second. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Kubiak moves to third. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Cusner and he is safe. Harper steals second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence pinch hits for Jose Ortiz. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knupp pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.